Hello. Welcome to the Hidden Gems podcast, which is dedicated to featuring original and classic short stories. I'm your host, C. Mac Lewis, and today's short story is entitled A Gentle Soul. Enjoy.
Gentle Soul by C. Mac Lewis. I can show you proof that while I was housed in flesh and bone and walked the world that you walk in, that I was the gentlest of souls. You see, there, on my gravestone, my kind neighbors have spent their own money to have carved out in stone, "Here lies Helen Mitchell, a gentle soul." Is that not proof enough? You see, there are still flowers resting against the stone. Yes, the roses are faded and dried as parchment paper and would disintegrate under the slightest touch, but you see, look around. How many of these lonely gravestones under this eerie moonlight display half so much as mine?
And what of your husband, Helen?
What of him? I retort, knowing he was always there at my side, ready to taunt, to torture. I served him well for almost 30 years. I cooked, I cleaned, I raised his children from his first wife and treated them as my own. He had no need to complain of me.
How did he die, Helen?
The gravestone next to my own had the name Peter J. Mitchell carved in stone. There were no flowers, faded or otherwise, leaning against the gravestone. Everyone said he was a good man, I said.
And you are a gentle soul?
To the core of my very being, I said.
How did your husband die, Helen?
If I had been of earthly flesh, I would have sighed, but that was not to be.
Helen?
Against my will, something bade me speak. He choked on the boiled mutton I served him.
And did you not rush to his aid?
He was too large a man, and it was against my gentle nature to do what was required to free his throat of the meat.
So you sat in your chair, never stirring, and you gazed with quiet fascination upon him as he struggled and came violently to his last moments of life.
I cooked, I cleaned, I raised his children from his first wife and treated them as my own. What else could be demanded of me?
You could have put your fingers down his throat and dislodged the meat that was choking him.
And he could have been kinder to me, I scoffed.
He was kind to you.
Not kind enough, I said.
He didn't beat you. He wasn't a drunkard. He never took to the bed of other women.
And is that all that is expected of a man?
It is more than many women find in a man.
If that is all that is required to be a husband, then I would have liked to have been a husband with a wife who would have cooked, cleaned, and do the dreary drudgery of raising my children.
Why did not the stepchildren that you raised as your own pay to have your gravestone carved? Why was that left to your kind neighbors to pay the cost of?
I did not like my stepchildren, and they did not like me. They were violent, intractable, and spoiling for lack of the rod, which a gentle soul like me could not wield.
How be it that they lie here beside you?
I remained silent, seeing the three of them spring to life and stand before me. Little Peter, so soft and sweet, still staring up to me with those blue eyes of bewilderment. Suzanne, her eyes boring into me as sharp and tart as her words used to be. And Daniel, tall and mute, his eyes sullen and angry, staring at me with horrible accusation. They died young, I said.
How?
The overgrown graveyard was still. Not a wind to stir the hush that pressed down heavier than death itself.
Am I that heavy?
Death said. You are, I thought.
Perhaps I should be more gentle. A gentle soul like you,
Death said, his dark eyes gleaming with mischief.
I almost said, "Oh, God, no!" But I stopped myself, which didn't matter. It never mattered with Death. He heard everything. "I never meant them any harm," I said. "I was a gentle soul." Death sniggered.
I hope you enjoyed A Gentle Soul, which was written by me, C. Mac Lewis. Several years ago, I was walking along a beautiful shoreline in Ventura, California, when I came across a public bench which had a plaque on it that had a woman's name, followed by the phrase, "A Gentle Soul." Well, I guess my imagination took it from there, and this story was the result. If you enjoy my stories, you can find my books online and at Audible under the name C. Mac Lewis. A big thank you to the wonderful John Bell, who we are so lucky to have as a narrator on this podcast. You can listen to more of John's work at the Mutual Audio Network, which is a curated collection of fiction and audio drama. Thank you so much for listening to the Hidden Gems podcast. Until next time, keep writing, keep listening, and keep dreaming.